Hey, Voice Assistant. Programar cuarto nuevo.
Especificar el cuarto de la casa.
Atico.
Solo puedo agregar cuartos con internet.
Por eso, ahora que tenemos AT&T OFA y somos gigillonarios, hay cobertura de esquina a esquina, hasta el ático.
Recalculando.
Ahora con AT&T AllFi, agrega Wi-Fi de esquina a esquina. Obtén AT&T Fiber con AllFi y vive como gigillonario. Disponibilidad limitada. La cobertura requiere extensores por un cargo adicional.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
It's the Single Storm Podcast.
Rather extraordinary week, rather extraordinary weekend. You know, it's not every day you watch as your government declares in several actions that it's no longer accountable or restrained by the people that elected it. And both Republicans and Democrats have teamed up to tell you to go to hell. They're going to take your money and do with it as they will. And your objections, well, tough. You are now, folks, I think it's official. As of last week and this weekend, the United States is officially now a government with a people, not a people with a government. Let me explain. First off, last week, the Senate, under Democrat socialist control, decided they would shred the Constitution and say, hey, you know what, Alejandro Mayorkas, we're going to allow him to skate. Yes, it'll be the first time in American history where an impeachment was referred from the House of Representatives and the Senate neglected to do a trial. It's going to be the first time since the existence of our country. But guess what? We Democrats do not acknowledge, nor do we want to be bound anymore by the Constitution. And Republicans said, yep, you're right. You don't have to be bound by the Constitution anymore. We're with you. Because what happened after the Democrats declared that they were anti-constitutional and they didn't want to be bound by the Constitution anymore, the Republicans said, what can we do to help you? And that's where the weekend came in. Now, I'm going to go through my Twitter postings just one at a time because I think they tell a story. First, from Jake Sherman, the House GOP border bill failed 215 to 199. It was considered under the suspension of rules, which requires 2/3 majority for passage. Wow. It's almost like they planned it that way, right, folks? A messaging bill they knew would never pass because it wasn't attached to a must-pass piece of legislation. So it failed, but Republicans get to go home and BS you. Oh, yes, I voted to secure our borders. Did it get secured? No, but I voted for it. Vote for me. Right. A bunch of BS. Then, over the weekend, the United States Senate. Actually, let me just go in order in posting here because I'm skipping ahead. Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House tweets out a video as your House of Representatives passes $60 billion, most of it not going to the front lines, $60 billion in so-called aid, overseas adventurism. This is going to go to prop up, you know, pensions for the Ukrainians. It's going to go help another oligarch, you know, buy another, you know, three or four mansions across the globe. Very little of this, relatively speaking, is going to go to the front lines to deter Mother Russia. So the video shows a bunch of left-wing anti-American kooks in the House of Representatives waving Ukrainian flags and cheering after $60.8 billion of your money goes over to Ukraine against your will. And the Democrats cheer. Senator Rand Paul also taking note, Ukrainian flags fly in the chamber of the United States House of Representatives as they vote to send more of your hard-earned money to a corrupt foreign regime. And just like that, they shout, Ukraine, Ukraine, while happily working to secure Ukraine's borders and not ours. Senator Rand Paul and Marjorie Taylor Greene, not the only ones to have a gander at this stabbing in the back, this America Last sensibilities being on display in the House of Representatives. Calvin Coolidge Project, breaking news, the $61 billion Ukraine aid passed the House of Representatives. 101 Republicans voted in favor, 210 Democrats voted in favor, 112 Republicans voted against, 0 Democrats, socialists, Marxists voted against. So then DC Drano on Twitter also taking note of Ukrainian flags flying in the House of Representatives to the cheers of Democrats, socialists. Amy Kramer put an exclamation point on this. She put two pictures up. The top picture was of these Marxists, these leftists, these anti-American kooks flying Ukrainian flags in the U.S. House of Representatives. And then she put on the bottom another picture of Trump protesters outside the Capitol waving American flags and Trump flags. And Amy Kramer observed, who are the insurrectionists and the traitors? Now, let me interject something here before we go on talking about how your Congress is no longer serving you. This kind of dovetails because the Twitter account Amuse wanted to elevate this problem that we're seeing in Niger. Matt Gaetz got onto the floor of the House to sound the alarm on this. The press refuses to talk about it. The regime refuses to talk about it. Republicans and Democrats refuse to talk about it, but we will, right here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Niger's Russian-backed military junta has agreed to release 1,000 U.S. troops it was effectively holding hostage in exchange for Beijing Biden's regime agreeing to turn over our $100 million airbase to Niger and Russian forces. The U.S. media will barely mention this humiliation, and it's exactly what it is. It's a humiliation. And, of course, the biased press is all about humiliating the United States of America. More of our taxpayer dollars, just like in Afghanistan, going to benefit America's enemies, just the way Republicans and Democrats like it. So let's continue on with these social media posts. The next thing we post is from Breitbart. And when at GOP breaks the rules to help Marxist Democrats is the headline I posted. Let me read just a stanza from the Breitbart article. It's an exclusive. Washington, D.C. is the dateline. Representative Byron Donalds, Republican from Florida, and Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, slammed Speaker Mike Johnson for violating the Hastert rule after the $60 billion Ukraine aid bill passed on Saturday without a majority of Republican support. Remember, it was 101 to 112. The long-standing rule, the article continues, directs that a Republican speaker will only put legislation up for a floor vote if a majority of the GOP conference supports it. The rule is meant to prevent a GOP speaker from colluding with Marxist-Leninist Democrats to pass bills. But that's exactly what Speaker Johnson did. Colluded with Marxist-Leninist Democrats, the ones doing great harm to our country, to shove this overspending down our throat. And many people are saying, yeah, this is a problem. This is a huge problem. Now, the next posting I put up was something from Bill Maher. And this is something that I've debated with my buddy Sean Chastain about me always calling out the bias of the press. Now, half this crap I just told you, you wouldn't know if you were watching the biased press, especially Niger. You wouldn't have any idea what was going on. So Bill Maher discovers what we conservatives have already known for decades, panning NPR's Portlandia character, Catherine Maher, following her newsroom turmoil. If you guys don't know what this is about somebody inside the NPR newsroom outing out NPR as being completely biased and losing faith with the American people, not representing the American people or diverse ideas. So he is a left-wing guy who was saying, we don't do news at NPR anymore. Of course, they suspended him and then he quit. So even Bill Maher is like, dude, seriously? So that little post interrupted my flow before we got on to something Vivek Ramaswamy posted. Now, I could not believe my eyes when I saw this. And I think this is indicative of everything that we saw over the weekend and why I am so secure in the statement I'm about ready to make. Your government no longer represents you. And this is a huge problem, folks. We no longer have a government of, by, and for the people, and it doesn't matter which damn party is in control. Vivek Ramaswamy, quote, "This is a Republican U.S. congressman who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee and is wearing flag pins of multiple different countries on national television. Interestingly, the United States of America isn't one of them. The picture is of Michael McCaul, and Michael McCaul is wearing a flag pin, two flag pins, specially made. They folks, these flag pins were made. Because it's not just one flag pin and another flag pin. No, these were made specifically attached to one another to send the American people a clear message that you no longer control your own government. And the flags were the Israeli flag and the Ukrainian flag worn by Congressman Michael McCaul from Houston, a Republican, letting you know where his priorities, and as we saw earlier, a lot of these socialists and Marxists, their priorities are with Ukraine, not with America, with Ukraine. By the way, $60.8 billion to Ukraine, I believe that's double, more than double what was sent to our ally, Israel, which is also telling in and of itself. So, that, folks, it is, I don't even know why I'm not more upset about this. I think it's just because after the week we had last week, it's like, well, naturally, the American government no longer serves the American people. It's a fait accompli. It is something now that we just have to come to accept. Or do we? I don't believe we should. The show behind the show with our buddy Sean Chastain comes your way next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy. And your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears, those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you. You, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Time for the show behind the show, and our buddy Sean Chastain is back. Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on?
A lot. Last week, we watched what the Senate did with the first time in American history saying, hey, you know what? That impeachment, we're just not going to take it up. We're not going to do a trial. First time in American history that's ever happened. So at that point, I said, oh, okay. The Democrats have shredded the Constitution. They're saying, no longer applies to us. You know, we're just not going to follow it. And screw you. So that was the beginning part of my week. Then as we got into the weekend, you had Republicans and Democrats joining to not only renew FISA, but also to pass billions of dollars for overseas adventurism, including $61 billion to Ukraine. $61 billion more dollars to Ukraine, with Ukrainian flags being flown, chants of Ukraine, 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 in the U.S. House of Representatives. You've got Republican congressmen showing up on national television with the flags of two other nations on their lapels, but not right. the American flags. So it's not just the Democrats who are saying, screw you, you know, we're not in it for America anymore. It's all of them, right? Or a lot, a majority of them. So, man, as a guy who doesn't, I think I'm not being pejorative here, you just don't internalize this and watch us as closely as I do. Just as a dude who's an American kicking back and seeing all this crap, what do you think?
It's just unbelievable. Where are we getting all this money? I don't understand. And then when you, all you're doing is prolonging the suffering of people of Ukraine. I don't want Vladimir Putin to win, but he's going to. And so the more aid you give them, the longer the war goes on and the more people suffer. And I mean, that's just the nature of warfare, and I hate it. I don't want that for the people of Ukraine. And maybe there's, you know, some other way. I don't know. But I just don't see how throwing more and more and more and more money at it does anything but prolong the inevitability of at least part of Ukraine going down.
Every military expert I asked, I actually asked about this on Friday on the Newsmax show to a former general and a colonel, is $61 billion more on top of the $300 billion we've already sent over there? Is right. that going to make the difference? Is that going to turn the tide to allow Ukraine to defeat somebody who, you know, he's Vladimir Putin has betrayed the United States. He's sided with communist China. He's an enemy. Right. I don't want him to win either. But is $61 billion more of our dollars going to make the difference and turn the tide? And to a man, they all say no. It's not going to make a tinker's damn bit of difference. Right. In fact, the majority of the aid isn't going to the front lines. It's going to pay pensions in Ukraine.
Yeah. Yep. And I heard Speaker Johnson, right?
Yes, it is Speaker Johnson. I know it's hard. The rotating speakership of the...
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to keep track.
Had a brain fart there, but anyway, I heard him on the radio this week and talking about, you know, that this isn't going to the front lines, like you said, but it's going to armament manufacturers here in America. So
yeah,
maybe that comes back to us a little bit more, but still, all it's going to do is prolong the suffering. And, you know, I wish there could be, and I think if Donald Trump were president, that there would have been a solution by now, long ago, if it even would have happened to begin with. And part of that solution is probably going to be giving up a bunch of Ukraine.
Well, yes, at the end of the day, that's what's going to end up happening, because Russia is going to ultimately get what it wants. So my question is, why are we doing this? And then there's the other aspect that I think we can't dismiss. As we were watching lawmakers in the House of Representatives waving Ukrainian flags and chanting a different country's name and passing billions for a different country, there was a bill, and I probably should put the exact terminology in it for you, because I was looking at this and I'm going, wow, that's a bunch of BS. That's a bunch of BS. And the Republicans, quote, Republicans, put up a bill to, quote unquote, secure our border. Yeah, sure, it was going to. Nobody believes it was going to do that. But they put it up, and guess what? It failed, because it was a, and I'm trying to find the exact terminology, And all you're going to go is all you're going to do is say, oh, this is complete and utter BS. But there was some sort of procedural vote that needed to happen, and it needed 2/3 of a majority of the House to pass. So they put this up so that a bunch of Republicans could vote for it, knowing it wasn't going anywhere, because there was no way a Democrat was going to support keeping Americans alive or putting our security first. So it fails. But then these Republicans, oh, here it is. The House GOP border bill failed 215 to 199. It was considered under the suspension of the rules, which requires 2/3 majority for passage. And I said, wow, it almost looks like they planned it this way, a messaging bill that everyone knew would never pass because it wasn't attached to a must-pass bill. But they get to go home and say, look, I voted for this, fully knowledgeable that it wasn't going anywhere. And I'm tired of being played, man. I really am. You?
Well, the thing is, you don't even need a law. You don't need Congress involved at all to fix the border. It's a signature on a piece of paper. And the president just won't do it. So, you know, now everybody's got to kind of, it's so genius in Blazing Saddles. When the governor says, you know, we've got to do something to save our phony baloney jobs. Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's all it is. You know, they've got to do something to save their phony baloney jobs. And
okay, let me just boil this down. Do you believe that there's a majority in the Republican Party that wants to stop illegal immigration?
I would at least hope so. But yeah, I think so.
Okay, and I'm going to disagree. The only reason why is because they've been in the majority and they never once attached the border security provisions with checks and balances to a must-pass bill. As a matter of fact, all these cats have done since they've been in charge is rubber-stamped every overspending bill and Democrat priority they could get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name one Republican priority that has been attached to a must-pass bill? Just one.
Dude, I don't even know if there is a Republican Party anymore.
I'm with you. You and I are
sick of it all.
100% agreement. So I've got the gosh damn Congress sitting out there waving Ukrainian flags. I've got Republican lawmakers showing up on national television with Ukraine and Israel flags, but no American flags. I said, holy crap, they are no longer our government. They're doing it for the worldwide government, the globalists.
No, they're doing it to save their phony baloney jobs. Look at me. Hurrah.
But again, you know, if they were gonna save their phony baloney jobs, they would do something for the people.
If they were gonna save their phony baloney jobs, all they would have to say is, listen, I'm going to get up there and I'm not going to spend a damn dime of your money.
Right.
And that doesn't draw the news cameras. That doesn't, you know, you put that on an election poster and people will go, well, God dang it, I want something done for me, you know, and that's just not going to happen. What I want is for them to get up there, close themselves in their door, order a Jimmy John's, and shut the F up, you know?
Majority of the country didn't want billions of dollars going overseas to Ukraine and foreign adventurism. Guess what? They did it anyway. Majority of the country doesn't want open borders. Guess what? We've got 15 million illegal aliens streaming into this country with no end in sight. Majority of Americans didn't want FISA renewed after it came to light that they were spying on us over 3 million times in violation of the law. Guess what? They did it anyway. So my question to you is, whose government are they? We are no longer a people with a government. We are a government with a people. And that's completely antithetical to America. Yes?
You are correct. Yes, sir. You mentioned Israel, and that's, you know, this whole thing continues to baffle me. We've seen massive protests now at Columbia University in New York City, and I just don't understand how these people are supporting terrorists. I just can't wrap my head around any of it, any support at all for it.
I think it's nothing.
And then, you know, this effing president is building a deep water port. They're putting truck after truck after truck of aid in there. Again, all you're doing is furthering the suffering of the people that live in Gaza.
Yes.
Because what Israel's trying to do is close them out, blockade, starve them to death. And that won't happen if we keep giving them little bits of food and, you know, just enough that leadership doesn't have to surrender.
Well, I asked you a question.
It pisses me off like crazy.
I asked you a question about the Republicans. Let me ask you about the Democrats, because I think this goes exactly what you're talking about. Do you believe there's a majority in the Democrat Party that loves America?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think they hate the West. They hate America. Yeah. They hate Israel. So that's the answer to your question. These people want to unravel what they, you know, what the Soviets called and what Stalin called the old exploiting order, right? These guys are trying to usher in communism, and the Western civilization, the Western world is in their way. So they don't support that kind of thing. Now, look, you and I have been debating as long as I've known you about the merits of calling attention to the biased press and their bias. Now, you wore this country's uniform, and I'm not even sure that you even know about what I'm about ready to say. Do you know what's happening in Niger?
In where?
Niger, N-I-G-E-R.
No.
We have 1,000 of our military personnel basically being held hostage right now in that country. Nobody's talking about it. The press isn't talking about it. They can't get medical supplies. They can't get replacement in there because they dumped billions more of our dollars into Niger, right? So we sent all this money and we were training all of the Nigerians, and all of a sudden they turn on us. And then here come the Russians, and now they've turned and we've got 1,000 of our troops stranded there. Now, nobody's talking about it because it's embarrassing. The press doesn't want to talk about it because it makes Joe Biden look like a buffoon. And now it has come to pass, and this just came out over the weekend. And again, you didn't know about it, so I'm glad I can inform you that after Matt Gaetz took to the House floor to say, hey, guess what? The 1,000 of our troops are stranded in Niger right now. It has come out that Niger will have... and a massive foreign policy failure. They will be releasing our hostages. But what it's going to take is we're going to have to relinquish all of our military bases that we built there, billions and billions of dollars to build up. I think it was $100 million base plus all of our investments there. The Niger's Russian-backed military junta has agreed to release 1,000 U.S. troops it was effectively holding hostage in exchange for Beijing Biden's agreement to turn over our $100 million airbase to Niger and Russian forces. The U.S. media is barely mentioning this. Now, comment on that first, and then we'll talk about the media. Go ahead.
Well, you don't deal with terrorists, so my opinion would be to gather up some special forces troops, go in there and say, no, you're releasing the 1,000 people now or you're going to die. And that there's no negotiations. There's, you know, as long as the base is there legally, I guess, why can it remain and remain ours? Now, if we abandon it, don't want it, then I would blow up every stinking piece of equipment there is and pothole that runway so bad that it's unusable. But no, you don't. I wouldn't negotiate with these people at all. And
but again,
just go in and get our guys back.
Democrats are in charge. And then again, you've got the beta male in Antony Blinken. Mr. Biden, if he could even remember what he had for breakfast. Mr. Biden, we wouldn't want American soldiers opening fire on Russian soldiers. That could cause an international incident. We don't want to do that. So again, America.
Well, they wouldn't have to unless they were fired upon.
Right.
And all you have to go do, you know, fly your big cargo planes in there to get the 1,000 people out. And I mean, I know I'm simplifying it a lot, but. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take the first shot. If Nigerians or Russians start shooting at you, well, then the party's on.
Yeah. And one gets the sense that we don't even have the military capability to do that.
Yes, we do.
I'm
never going to doubt that.
I don't know that we do.
No, we do.
Because I've got sitting or former colonels, former members of the military saying that in a shooting war with China, they don't believe that the United States will prevail.
But I mean, 1,000 people in Niger is a whole different ball game than a shooting war with China.
No, I get what you're saying. We've
got the military capability to loot 1,000 people out of Niger.
Perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, well, then you're just silly.
Well, why wasn't it done? Then why wasn't it done?
Because of the things you mentioned, because, and again, not knowing anything about the story other than what you've told me, you know, it probably would be a huge embarrassment to have America figure out that we've got 1,000 hostages, as you call them. And, I mean, I'd have to read up a whole lot more on the story to give an opinion, but if the facts are as you've stated them, no, you don't negotiate. You go in, and if you don't want the base anymore, you make it rubble so nobody else can have it.
We were there at the invitation of the Nigerian government. We were there, yeah. We were coordinating, but all of a sudden, because, again, we are being led by dumbasses, complete idiots, the tide turned. Everybody's siding against the United States because we are a country in decline, as evidenced for the first part of our discussion. And guess what? The Russians made a better offer. So all of a sudden, they're now persona non grata. And then we've invested all these millions, all this diplomacy, all of this, you know, built up another damn country and their infrastructure. And then we got to leave it all behind because we're run by complete morons. OK,
yeah.
So you had no idea about this story.
I saw a headline. I didn't really read the story, so
that's all right. But again, by and large, the reason why it's not reported is because it would be a colossal embarrassment to Democrats, right? So you don't get to know what's going on in your world if it's embarrassing to Democrats, and that's what the biased press does. You got Bill Maher finally coming off the sidelines and talking about this. About you saw what happened with NPR with this bimbo now who runs it. Who's saying, you know, truth? Well, sometimes truth gets in the way of our agenda. And it's like, this is the woman running NPR? Seriously? Yeah. Everybody's truth is subjective. There are so many truths out there. No, there's only one set of facts, lady. And you, as a journalist, have to report the facts, but not anymore. So this guy, what's his last name? Berliner. Yuri Berliner, 25-year veteran. And he hangs up his cleats because he outed the bias at NPR. He was put on suspension without pay for a week because he told the truth. And then so he resigns. And dude, this is everything that I'm talking about when you used to rail on me for paying attention to the duplicity and the bias of the press. This is where they're dangerous.
All I'm going to say is what I've told you for 10 years.
But hold on, let me just make my point
bitching
and then go
about
ahead.
The press is like bitching about the weather.
But again, let me just make the point.
There's nothing you can do about it.
But that's
the way they are. And you're so lucky living in today's time with today's social media. There are plenty of other outlets for you to get real, legitimate, unbiased news.
Well,
and you don't need them anymore. And so stop bitching about the weather.
But
all you're doing.
When you and I started talking about this, and you know what? Look at all the American citizens out there that watch ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. They will have no idea about what happened in Niger, about this national embarrassment. They will have no idea. And to me, that's a problem.
Chris, I know it's a huge problem, but it is what it is, and you're not going to change it. All you're doing is getting worked up and wasting breath over bitching about the weather, man.
Well, and I think this is where I go. It is time the American people knew that these people were keeping these secrets. It took a while for Americans to go, oh, wow, our government really hasn't been in it for us for a while. The same revelations need to happen about the fourth estate, the biased press, because I tell you what, man, these people aren't out there to inform. They're propagandists, and more Americans that start turning them off, the better off I think we're all going to be.
the good news is, you know, Rush Limbaugh pointed that out for 25 years.
Yep.
And, you know, people started to take note. When Trump got elected, fake news became the chant of the day. People know. And luckily now we're getting more and more of these conservative outlets, and people are tuning into them. So I don't know, man. I'm never going to get worked out about a liberal press. It's just what they are.
Right.
And so luckily I've got plenty of other outlets to go to where I don't have to put up with their nonsense, and I don't have to hear them. I don't have to believe them. I don't have to waste a second of my time on them.
Yeah.
And I don't have to support their advertisers.
Well, there you go. And again, everything is fine until people start dying, as far as I'm concerned. And you've got 1,000 troops nobody knows about. Well,
somebody knows about it because you've read about it. So,
the only reason I happened to see Matt Gaetz's testimony on the floor of the House of Representatives that nobody else thought was important, but we did. So we posted it on social media. And again, to your point, that allowed us to draw attention to it and to show just how this.
Yeah,
this,
I mean, I told you I saw a headline. It was a Fox News headline. And,
yeah.
And I don't know why. I just didn't read the article. I'm sure the Daily Mail has stuff on it too. I don't know. I just haven't paid that much attention this weekend to news outlets. So.
Yeah. When the press starts hiding information to protect.
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir. It's disgusting. I hate it. I wish there was some kind of penalty constitutionally. I mean, they're the only ones that have a carve out that say, you know, they've got the freedom, and the reason they have that freedom is to inform us of what the government's doing.
Yeah.
And they're not holding up their end of the bargain. I wish there was something we could do about it legally, you know, constitutionally, that, hey, you've got this responsibility and you're not living up to it. But I guess that's all subjective, and it also falls under the First Amendment that, you know, they've got the right to say what they want to say, and we've got the right to not listen, and we've got the right to go find other sources, which there are plenty out there now. So stop bitching about the weather. Don't get yourself worked up.
What was the best part of your week or the worst part of your week? And what about the week ahead, buddy?
I don't know. Just trying not to set myself on fire. That'll be a good start.
You know, that guy died. You know he died?
Yeah.
And
probably, thank God. God, I mean, good Lord. What a messed up human being to be able, and then to think that he, you know, survived in pain for a day and a half. Jesus, I can't even fathom.
Right.
But
every nerve ending on the surface of your body is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was, do you see how long he was on fire?
Yeah.
That video was, folks, in case you don't know what we're talking about, some random crazy person, I think it's fair to say he was nuts, goes out in front of the Trump trial and sets himself on fire. And do you know what his beef was? I mean, I just shook my head.
He left a manifesto that kind of had a bunch of different crazy conspiracy theories, you know, anti-fascist and.
Oh, really?
And all kinds of, I don't know, just all kinds of stuff, you know. And I don't know, there was a real clear picture. I don't know if he was. If you could say, well, that guy's team red or he's team blue or, you know, anything like that. I think he was just basically a nut.
I think he was team nuts, you know, team.
Yeah, team nut. Had a backpack full of his little pamphlets that he threw all over the place, then poured alcohol all over himself and poof, there you go.
Poof.
And, you know, so what do you do? So what happens? The incredible policemen rush over and start throwing their coats on him.
Yeah.
And putting him out. And, you know, not too many people go see something like that and run toward it. And so just another reason cops are special.
Sean Chastain, buddy, thank you very much for the visit, as always.
All right, man.
That's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast, the show behind the show. Do me a favor, kids. Visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you'll find all the news that's fit to print in the great state of Texas, and that's where you also find me, your liberty-loving Latino. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.